Hashem, brand new Gemara, Shir number 34.
What?
Yeah.
Zagdi Gemara.
The question was asked to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Is the bayis b'chezkasei baduk or is it in chezkasei baduk? So the Gemara gives an answer. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak gives an answer. He says Tani Sua, which we saw in Rabbi Frank's Talmudic handbook, something like that. So he says that the word Tani Sua, Shalom showed me this morning, the word Tani Sua means that he's bringing a Mishnah or Braisa, some Tanaic material, which is going to have the solution to our question. What's this idea? What do we see over here in this Braisa that has the solution to our question? Hakol namanim al bir chametz. Everybody is believed regarding bir chametz. Or, as some maybe would translate, everybody is to be relied upon regarding bir chametz, the destruction of chametz. Afilu nashim, afilu avanim, afilu ktanim. Even if they are women, slaves, or children, they're also believed, they're also relied upon. Okay, I want you guys to tell me, where do we put the end of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's answer? What's the last word in Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's teretz to the original question?
Ketanim.
Ketanim. That's one attempt. Yeah?
And his question?
Yeah, what's the answer? The end of Rav Nachman Yitzchak's answer to the question. What's the last word?
Answer?
What's the last word of Nachman Yitzchak's answer?
Either Mehemni or Badek.
Either Mehemni?
Or Badek.
Wait, the Baduk?
Question?
Let me show the no, the end of his answer. The end of Nachman Yitzchak's answer to the question. The question was Chizkas or Baduk? In Chizkas or Baduk? So Nachman Yitzchak answered. Oh, Malu, Nachman Yitzchak. Nachman Yitzchak answered.
Yeah.
That is his answer to their question.
Oh, Tani Shua.
Mr. Kahneman.
What's Raya? Is this not his word? Is that called
Raya? Raya? Okay, I'm saying. Yeah. Why am I calling it an answer? Because he was asked a question, he gave an answer. What was the end of the answer? That's why I'm calling it an answer.
But he's not just giving an answer, he's bringing something else. It's more like a raya. He's never answering the question directly. He's bringing out his answer, i.e. a raya.
Right, exactly. But it's all for his answer, right? That's what I'm using that lush.
Tanisua
is the last word? Tanisua, no. What?
That's him answering.
Yeah, so
he said it,
but he's quoting it. He's quoting it. That's all part of his answer. It's all part of his answer.
That gives me the word before Tani Sua, anyway.
It's all part of his answer. What do you say, Shlomo? What's the last word of his raya, his answer, whatever you want to call it? What's the last word? Yaki, you have it?
Of what, the braisa?
Of Rav Nachman Yitzchak's answer to the original question. Somebody asked him an answer. Somebody asked him a question, I mean. He wants to give an answer. What's the last word? What? Ketanim. Ketanim. Two votes for Ketanim.
No,
what do you say, Shlomo? I know he did.
Oh.
I read it. What do you say, Shlomo? You're the motion. You're up next.
Tani Sua.
Come on, don't go like that. Tani Sua is quoting what it says.
Beginning. That'll be right for the
at the beginning. You're right for the beginning. Enechanami. What do you say? What's the last word of his answer?
Oh, answer?
Of his answer. That's the last word of his answer. What? Say again?
Chametz.
Mesukanim.
That's how we start beating him up.
Oh, there you go. Right? Mesukanim. Yeah, what are you saying? With the top.
Mesukanim.
Mesukanim. What? Ketanim. We have a few votes for Ketanim over here. Lamaisa. Shalom. What are you voting, Shalom?
Mesukanim.
Mesukanim. Mesukanim. Two votes for Mesukanim. Two votes for Ketanim. Yagi voted Ketanim. You changing? What, Yagi?
Second, just in case.
Like, you know what I mean. Oh, a second. Backup, yeah? What's the backup? Chametz. Bedikas Chametz. Very good. Actually, no, okay?
Okay.
What?
I don't know. Whatever.
Just go with the first answer.
Yeah.
If you hold it right, it's right, you know? Okay, so we have two Malchim over here. Well, let's go with the Pashup shot. I think that, you know, Doilam, who's tining, the last word is Ketanim. Let's read it. That's very natural way to read the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara. Amalu Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak told them, Tani Sua. We learned the answer to your question of Braisa. What's the Braisa? The Braisa says, Hakol Nemonim Al Bir Chametz. Afilu Nashim Afilu Avadim Afilu Ketanim. Right? That's the Braisa. He's bringing a Raya from this Braisa. And what's the next word? My Taima. It's a Kasha on what he just said. My time, or what's the reason? My time of minim, what's the reason they believed? Sounds like the end of the raya is the word ketanim, like you said. And then he asks a question on that, right? But this problem with that is that what's the raya from the words? I call them manim, albir chametz. Afilu nashim, afilu avanim, afilu ketanim. What does it mean? What, how does that answer the original question? Number one. And number two, like you're saying, Yankee, that the words, my time of mehimni, is really a continuation. It's a problem with the braisa. Originally, what did you want to say? Hakol namonim, albir chametz, afilu nashim, afilu avanim, afilu ketanim. Everybody is believed. The braisa says, everybody, it doesn't mean believed, it means everybody's reliable. Everybody's reliable that they do the mitzvahs. What does it say by Moshe Rabbeinu? Bechol Beisi, what's the pasuk say? 2 weeks ago, Bechol Beisi Ne'amonu. Right, Bechol Beisi Ne'amonu. In all of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is Ne'amon. What does it mean? He's Ne'amon. Means that he's reliable to do the mitzvahs. He's reliable to do what I tell him to do. Hakol Ne'amonim Al Biyar Chametz Afilu Nashim Afilu Avadim Afilu Ketanim. Everybody is reliable that they're going to do the mitzvahs. Like Moshe Rabbeinu is reliable to do the mitzvahs. Everybody's reliable to do the mitzvahs. Right? That's what you were explaining this morning, right? Very good. So if even men, women, and children are reliable to do the mitzvahs, so, Memela, it's Afilu, even. For sure, a guy who's already bar mitzvah, he for sure, you could rely that he did the mitzvahs. And Memela, for sure, there's a Cheskes Baduk. That's the raya from Braisa. Beautiful. Very Gishmak raya, right? Hakol Namonim, that's what you're saying. Hakol Namonim, Albir Chametz, Afilu Nashim Avadim Ketanim. Everybody is rely upon that they did the mitzvah of Bir Chametz.
The way that you were explaining it was not Albir Chametz, it's Al Mitzvahs.
Oh, correct. Bir Chametz is very good. See, very nice. Beautiful Dik, Yudamoshe. Bir Chametz, why is it saying specifically Bir Chametz? It be all the mitzvahs. Apparently, it's something which is unique to Bir Chametz. Bir Chametz, there's a special halacha that everybody's relied upon. But maybe not necessarily all the mitzvahs. And we're going to have to try to understand why that should be. Fine. But this could be one way of reading the Gemara. And maybe this is even the pashut pshat of how to read the Gemara. Hakol namanim al Bir Chametz, afilu nashim, afilu avanim, afilu ketanim.
And he hasn't questioned himself?
No, it's the next point? My timer?
He's asking questions.
The problem is that how do the next words read? That's where you get stuck in this way to read the Gemara. My timer, Mehimni, Lav Mishom, Bechazkase Baduk. That seems to be very difficult to read if you read it that Pasha Pasha way, right? So these next words really are the giveaway that the Gemara is saying something else. So what is the Gemara saying? It says, Hakol Nemanim Al Bir Chametz. Everybody's is Naman regarding Bir Chametz. I feel an Ashma Fatim of Ktanim. Apparently, that's not the end of the riot. What is it saying? Everybody is relied upon. My time, Mehimni, why they believed? Lami Shum the Chazkas of Baduk? Isn't it because it's Chazkas of Baduk? That's why they believed? What in the world do the two have to do with each other? Because Chazkas of Baduk, therefore they believed. But how does that make any sense? How does that make any sense?
Why not?
Because if it's Chizkas or Baduk, it's Chizkas or Baduk. You don't need to ask them, Bechlal. Right? They're believed because Chizkas or Baduk? They're believed because they're believed. Or it's Chizkas or Baduk and you don't need to believe them, Bechlal. What's going on in the Gemara? What are these two things happening, number one? And number two, I mean, are we talking about Bedikas Chametz? It says Akol Nemanim Al Bir Chametz. Are we right? This is Hara number two. It doesn't say Bedikas Chametz B'chol. I'm talking about Bir Chametz. Quote a Braisa that talks about Bedikas Chametz. What?
It's a step before.
What?
It's a step.
What's the step before?
Bedikas always means before beer.
Oh, Bedikas before beer. Very good. So you're giving an answer. Yeah. You're saying Teretz is Enechanami. It doesn't say Bedikas Chametz. It says Bir Chametz. But beer happens after Bedika. Bedika is the first step of beer. And that's what it means. Since they're Nemanim for beer, so Mimela, they're Nemanim also for the step before beer, which is Bedika.
Yeah.
Okay, said it. But saying we have to realize it. It's not so precise. Right?
Yeah.
Another issue let's raise.
What's the first one?
The first aura was that Well, how do we understand my time of Mehimni, Lav Mishum Chesgazo Baduk? Isn't it because Chesgazo Baduk? What does that mean? You believed, or it's Chesgazo Baduk. It's one or the other. You don't say that it's Chesgazo Baduk, therefore you believed. Right? Adrabba, when it's not Chesgazo Baduk, then you need to believe them. It's a question. It doesn't make sense. Two R's. Okay, let's move on to R number three. R number three. What do you mean, my time of Mehimni? My time of Mehimni. You need a reason to believe them?
Yeah.
Why do you need a reason to believe them?
It's not good for
Eidos. Eidos?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Did you, you ever went to somebody's Shabbos table? Yeah?
Yeah.
You have a suit over there? Who prepared the food?
Wife.
She's not that one for Eidos. How are you allowed to believe that it's kosher food?
We're talking about
Eidos. You're not talking about Eidos. Make up your mind. You're talking about Eidos. You're not talking about Eidos.
There,
I don't understand.
Here we are.
Oh, why are here we talking about Eidos, and over there we're not talking about Eidos?
Well, the question is, what is Neman?
I don't understand. What's going on? You believe that she makes kosher food, but you don't believe that she checks the house for chametz.
She learns the halachas of Basar B'chalov. She doesn't learn the halachas of
chametz
or the rest of Aruch
Haim. Of Aruch Haim, I hear. But Bas B'chalov is not an Aruch Haim. You say she learned Yeridea, but she doesn't learn Hilchos Pesach.
Yeah,
totally doesn't like that. He's not into that. In his seminary, they teach the halachas of laws of daily living, Aruch Haim, and Pesach is coming up more often in every woman's life than the halachas of Bas B'chalov. When was the last time a woman mixed up Basar B'chalov? Happens here and there, but, you know.
In your fridge, she has Basar and Chalov.
That's true. And she keeps them separate. But every single year, she has Pesach. And for most women, it lasts for about a month. Between cleaning up and beforehand and afterwards.
Bad chill.
Right? So, Lamaisa, what's going on over here? How do you explain this? What do you mean, my time in Nemanim? What do you mean, my time in Nemanim? Of course, the Nemanim.
Okay, what does it mean, Nemanim? That's the real question.
Okay, good. Excellent. What in the world are we talking about? Nemanim. What's this Braisa saying? What's the pshat over here? Okay, we have a number of questions over here. Fine, let's go a little bit weiter. Hopefully, we're going to be able to come back and explain some of these questions. So, we're in the middle of the answer. Afilu Nashim, Afilu Avanim, Afilu Ktanim. My time, I mean, Reb Nachman Yitzchak is still talking. My time, I mean, why they believed, Lav Yishub to Cheskasa Baduk, isn't it because Cheskasa Baduk, Tika Savar, Hakol Chaveirim, Ehei Meitzel B'dikas Chametz, everybody is a chaver regarding B'dikas Chametz. What
was his name?
What does that mean? Everybody's chaverim eitzel b'dikas chametz. Cheches. What does that mean, b'chlal? Everybody's chaverim eitzel b'dikas chametz. Everybody. First of all, what's a chaver? We have to know what's a chaver.
Tzaddik.
A chaver is a tzaddik, Zag Shlomo. A tzaddik. What do you mean? Everybody's tzaddikim regarding b'dikas chametz. Ve'ameich kulam tzaddikim. It says in the pasuk, right? I call Yisrael Yeshlam chelik l'olam haba. Everybody has a chilak l'olam haba. Over there, the Mishnah in Parak Chilak, Sanhedrin. Kol Yisrael yesh lam chilak l'olam ba. Shenemar, I mean, I'm skipping part of the pasuk, Mishnah. Shenemar v'amech kulam tzadikim. Everybody tzadikim. Well, the whole Klai Yisrael tzadikim. What are you saying? Only by chametz tzadikim? What? It says, Hakol chaveirim eitzel b'dikas chametz. Everybody's chaveirim eitzel b'dikas chametz. What does that mean? It means, well, tzaddikim. What does that mean? Hara number four, I think it is. What in the world is a chaver? And what does it mean that everybody's a chaver made some b'dikas chametz? And why is everybody chaver made some b'dikas chametz? And what does it have to do with our Gemara? What does the fact that everyone is a chaver regarding b'dikas chametz have anything to do with our Gemara? We're talking about, can you believe them that they did bedika or they didn't do bedika? Right? That's what we're talking about. Hakol namanim albir chametz. Can you believe them or not? Why they believed? What's the answer? Because Cheskas Abaduk. And he holds everybody's chaver. What sheikhis? It's like saying another, you know, you try to have a conversation with somebody and he starts talking about something that has nothing to do with the conversation, you know? Like he just comes in the middle. Like, what are you talking
about?
So then a third guy comes in and he starts saying a third thing that has absolutely nothing to do with anything. You know, like what are you talking about? And a fourth guy comes in. This is not a normal conversation. Did that ever happen? A guy comes into the room, all of a sudden starts talking about something no shaykhis. The first guy is talking about everybody's beliefs regarding your chavetz. Okay, fine. You want to talk about if they believe regarding your chavetz? Fine, let's talk about it. So he says, why they believed. So he says, there's a cheskas badek. What shaykhis? I want to know why they believe. You start talking about cheskas badek. So another guy comes and he says, oh, everybody's a chaver. What's going on here? It's like one thing that has nothing to do with the thing beforehand, again and again and again. And now, get this, you ready? The Tanya, everybody is a chaver shemeis, and he leaves over a storehouse full of fruit, so you could assume that it's mitukanim, which we assume means, Rashi tells us, it means that they took off trumas and maestras. Your mom has lost me. Trumas and maestras? What sheikhs? Yeah, that's what I want to know.
It doesn't sound like so crazy.
This Gemara, Mamet, it doesn't flow. It does not flow.
Why not?
There, go for it.
Stop.
You're on. Yeah. Make sense out of it. Shlomo, open up our eyes. Make sense out of this Gemara.
You're on.
Okay. Yeah, by the way, though, just before you start, that's the end of Menachem Yitzchak's answer. The last word of Menachem Yitzchak's answer is mitukanim. Right? Very good. So now let's make sense out of it. What in the world is he talking about? Go for it, Shlomo.
Okay.
What's he talking about?
We have three people, right? We have an Eved, we have Ketanim, and we have a woman.
Yeah.
A man and a woman.
It means right? A man with a womb. Yeah.
Okay, woman, right? These people are Neman, right? That was Bir Chametz. Bam! Neman Bir Chametz. Okay, why do we believe in them? Why? Because there's an outstanding Chazakah that we know already there's a chazakah that the houses were checked, right? That's we have a chazakah. Now, why is there a chazakah that a house is checked? Because what we have chaverim, and we assume that every single person is a chaver, right? And where do we know this chaver case? Because when we see a case of Yitzhar Maestros, where even though it's a day old, we're gonna assume the guy did it, and that shows the case.
So I don't understand. You didn't show me that everybody's chaverim by bedikas chametz.
What?
You didn't just show me anything about bedikas chametz. You told me that there's a concept of a chaver in trumas and maestros. We have yet to understand what exactly that concept is.
Why it would apply but to here also.
First of all, you showed me. We know that there's a concept of a chaver by trumas and maestros. Very good. We know such a thing. Excellent. Do we know what a chaver is yet? Do we know what that has anything to do with bedikas chametz? Do we know how it ties into? To the fact that they're Naaman, do we know how it ties into Cheskes Baduk?
That part you didn't answer at all. This,
this,
we started with the Kol Nemanim, is it a Kol Nemanim or is it Chazaka?
Take
it.
Okay, so my name happens to be Elio, and I'm going to answer. Okay? Here we go. Elio Anavi is here.
Great, where's the talus, the shofar, and the donkey?
Listen, not everybody's open to see
it. It's invisible!
Okay.
If you could change it, you can come back.
I see it.
That's so awkward.
It's the white stripes.
Okay, here we go, guys. You ready?
I see it right now.
I don't ever die.
We're gonna give Pshat over here. Slow down. 1 second. Slow down. Okay, we'll give Pshat and Elio Navi and the donkey. And there's a lot to talk about that. Okay, but let's first hear what the Pshat is now going. Okay. Let's give a little pshat, and I'm going to say over the pshat in Rashi's world. Okay, I'm going to speak out the Rashi. Let's look at the Rashi. Let's do this. Okay, it says Amar Abnachem Yitzchak. We learned that I call them manim al bir chametz. Afilu nashim, afilu avadim, afilu ktanim. What does it mean? So we said it means that everybody is relied upon that they're going to do the mitzvah, but we ran into a problem with that, right? We relied upon to do the mitzvah. The Gemara's question, my time of Mehimni, right? It sounds like La Mishum de Chazkas Obadak. Maybe that sounds like what? That they actually believed. The word Mehimni sounds like they believed regarding something. It doesn't sound like to be relied upon, but it sounds like being believed regarding something. So what does it mean, Akol Ne'amanim? It means they're all believed. What are they believed about? What are they believed about? They're believed about what? About B'yachametz. About what? About the fact that they did Bir Chametz? You walk into somebody's house, there's a kid over there. You say, hey, did you do Bedika last night? And he says, yes, I did Bedika. Did you do Bedika before Pesach? Yes, I did Bedika before Pesach. Is that what it means? Zukt Rashi. No, it's not what it means. Listen to this Rashi. Zukt Rashi. Ne'monim al Bir Chametz, lehaid, to testify, be'arba asar, on the 14th, shebadku ba'alav, emesh. That the owner did a bedika last night. What is testimony?
What's emesh mean?
What? Emesh means last night. What is testimony? Testimony means that I'm telling you something that I witnessed. Okay? If I'm asking you, did you clean your house for Pesach? And you tell me, yes, you cleaned the house. Is that eidos?
No.
It's not eidos. That's relaying something about yourself that you did. Eidos is something that you witnessed. You saw something take place. And because you saw something take place, so now I wasn't there, but you could relay that information to me. You could testify about that. What does Rashi say? Nemanim means eidos over here. What's the eidos about? The eidos is about that I saw somebody else do the bedika. Not himself. Hakol nemanim al bir chametz. Filon hashem avadim times of Rashi. He keys us in over here. Interesting thing. We're talking about eidos about somebody else doing bedika. The owner did bedika last night. That's the nemanis over here. So we're talking about eidos. Very interesting thing. Rashi is telling us, first of all, it's eidos about somebody else, not eidos about themselves, number one. And number two, also it's not to be understood as nemanim that you can rely that they did it. But rather it means that you could believe them what they're saying. Okay? So Rashi's coming lafuke. Two potential explanations over here in the words nemanim, number one, and also Rashi's filling us in how to understand the words albir chametz. What do the words albir chametz mean?
To destroy it.
To destroy the chametz. But what does Rashi say it means? That the guy did the bedika last night. You hear that? So it could be we're going to have to say what you were saying before, that bedika goes into beer because it's a part of the package. It's the first step of the process. But we're going to need to understand. I mean, you may be able to answer that, but who says that that's the pshat in the brisa? I mean, let's say I told you the pshat in the brisa was that you believed to say that they actually destroyed the chametz. Is there a problem with that? What forced us to say that pshat in the words beer means bedika? Bedika last night. Maybe the words beer mean beer. Could that be?
What does that mean, though?
Beer means destroying the chametz.
No, I'm saying, but
maybe the words beer mean destroying the chametz. Maybe that's what it means.
If you're putting destroying the chametz, you believe that you search for it.
Why? It's the same thing?
You think the guy ran and just took 10 chametz and burned it?
Whatever, I don't know. I'm saying he had chametz, he destroyed it.
You don't even know if the guy has a car, and he's like, okay, so we say we bring another case of a video of him, like, washing a car.
Okay.
Or whatever. Or selling a car.
Yeah.
So you assume that he bought the car because now he's trying to sell it. Right?
Okay.
So he had to get the car in order to.
Oh, okay, good. You're bringing a very good point. Okay, let's appreciate this Nakuda. Let's appreciate this Nakuda. What role does Bedika play in the beer?
You have to find the chametz to destroy it.
Oh, you have to find the chametz to destroy it. There's a box of cereal on the table. Do I need to do bedika?
By the way, I'm trying
for
to
that box of cereal.
No, you don't.
What?
No.
You don't need to do bedika for that box of cereal. What is that box of cereal? It's out in the open. You don't need to do bedika for that cereal.
You can still do beer.
But you'll do beer on that, right?
Okay.
So what role is bedika playing? The role of bedika is to go ahead and search out the chametz that is not readily in front of me, not readily available. Even that which involves extra effort, which is not staring you in the face, and maybe you could rationalize and justify it, say, oh, it's okay. There's probably no chametz in the attic anyway, or under the bed, or in the basement, or whatever. Even in those scenarios, still what? You'll search it out. That's bedika. That's the role of bedika, yeah? Maybe Rashi's adding us another important element. Hakol nemanim al bir chametz. If it was just talking about burning chametz that's right in front of me, yeah? Is that such a big chiddush? You believed when they tell you that the guy burnt a loaf of bread that was sitting on his table on Erev Pesach. Is that a chiddush?
Yes.
It's a big chiddush?
Yes.
Why?
Because he said that it's like Eidus.
Okay.
And we're talking about people who can't give Eidus.
Okay.
So to believe them about anything is a chiddush.
But I'm saying, what are they telling you already? They're telling you something that you had any doubt? Do we have a doubt that any Yid would do something like that?
I don't care if we have a doubt. We can't believe them based off what they're saying.
So here's the Nakuda. When do I need a witness to tell me something? When it's something that it's questionable, when it's something that I wouldn't necessarily think or know without the witness's testimony, right? But if Shlomo has a loaf of bread on his kitchen table on Erev Pesach, and somebody told me, you want to hear something crazy? Shlomo's actually going to burn the bread before Pesach. Whoa. Really? No way. I would have never guessed. Of course Shlomo's going to get rid of that bread before Pesach.
Of course he's going to do bedikah before Pesach.
No.
Why not?
I just explained to you. It's two different things. Bread on the table to destroy the bread on the table. That's a chiddush. Of course he's going to destroy the bread on the table. To do bedikah, remember, the bread is not here, Bechlal. It takes a lot of effort. You know, he could rationalize that maybe there's nothing even there in the first place. You know what I'm saying? Who says that he's going to do that bedikah? And in addition, let's add into the equation that what does Rashi tell us? Emesh! That it was last night, in other words.
The 9:14.
That there's still time in the morning for me to still do more stuff. The chiddush over here is twofold. Is twofold. Okay, 1 second, slow down.
Exactly.
There's twofold chiddush in this line over here, which Rashi's bringing out for the words. And this is exactly the nekuda of why there's a chiddush in the namanus of the eidus. What's the twofold chiddush? Number one is that we're talking about bedika, searching out chametz, which is not out in the open. And number two is that we're talking about to do it the night before, when there's not even necessarily, it's not necessarily the deadline before the Issa Doraisa, right? We said it's a mitzvah chachamim to do it the night before, but let's say I do it the next morning. Was I over chametz Doraisa? No, I wasn't. Comes Rashi and says, this is the nekuda. When we're talking about believing these people as an eidus, right? So what's the nekuda? Why is there an eidus? Why do I need to believe them? What's the nekuda? Rashi's telling us, because don't think the words of the Mishnah, the words of the Braisa, beer chametz, means beer chametz, just burning chametz out there. No, it's much deeper than that. There's much more involved. You know why we're translating beer chametz and not kipshutai? Because beer chametz on the table, that's pashin. That's pashin. I don't even know if I would have a havamina to think that the guy wouldn't do it. I need their nemanus. I need their eidus. Of course, Shlomo's going to burn the chametz on the table.
Why?
It's pashin.
Why? Bittel.
So why is it gemara saying?
Why is it pashin?
I did bittel.
I'm still allowed to have chametz. I'm still allowed to eat chametz right now. Who said I burnt it the night before?
Who said anything about the night before?
Rashi.
That's exactly what I'm pointing out. Rashi is the one that's introducing to us two points in understanding this Gemara. Number one, we're talking about bedika, chametz, which is not out in the open. We're talking about searching out chametz, which is not in the open. It involves effort, and there's an element of justification that a person can rationalize and say, maybe there's not even chametz in the first place. Number one. And number two, we're talking about relating the night before. And the Gemara doesn't say the night before. Like, why is this beer chametz? Beer chametz, when do most people do beer chametz?
Night of the 14th. 13th.
Not in five towns or not in Yerushalayim. Most people do beer chametz the morning, Erev Pesach, right?
Beer
chametz. Most people do beer chametz when? 9 a.m. in the morning, 10 a.m., whatever it is. That's when they do beer chametz, right? If I read this Braisa without Rashi, just take a braisa, I put it up on the wall. I say like this, okay guys, what is this braisa talking about? Akol nemen al bir chametz. Every single person in the world is going to explain it as talking about, you are believed to tell me about burning the chametz, right? Right? Isn't that what everybody would explain it?
Yeah. Every single person in the world. All like the ten little pieces of
yeah, you'll exactly.
That's like the main thing you burn. I'm like, whatever.
Exactly, you'll burn the chametz 100%. You'll burn those 10 pieces 100%. Right? Not one person in the world will ever explain this brisa the way Rashi right here explains this brisa. So I'm starting off this discussion with a simple question. Why in the world is Rashi explaining this brisa in such a not kipshuto way?
He gives himself a lot of issues.
And I'm giving an answer. The answer is this nekuda. The question was, why do they need to be Ne'amanus? Why do we need to believe them? Obviously they believed. What's the Havamina not to believe them? Comes Rashi and tells us, no. We're talking about an element of Eidus over here. What's Eidus? Eidus is that they're testifying about somebody else doing something. And is it sad for us to assume that maybe what they're saying is true, maybe what they're saying is not true. Mm-hmm. And therefore we need to be able to create a scenario where it's something which is not so obvious. It's something which has its side that maybe it wasn't done. Okay? So number one, we're talking about that they're testifying about somebody else doing something. And number two, the thing that they're testifying about is something which is not blatant. It's something which is not, you know, so pushing. And that is part of why Rashi explains the case as talking about Bedika last night. In addition, throw into the equation the fact that Rashi is trying to explain what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is doing over here. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak took this brisa and used it to be shaykh to our Gemara. What shaykh does this brisa have to our Gemara? Our Gemara is talking about Cheskas Baduk. This brisa is talking about Bir Chametz. Nothing to do with each other. Says Rashi, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak apparently understood, based on what you said before, that Bir Chametz is the second step after the Bedika, but apparently understood that when the Brisa says Bir Chametz, he's not talking about that part, because that part is obvious, and that part has nothing to do with Cheskas Baduk, but rather apparently he's interpreting this Brisa and he's extending it even to the Bedika aspect. And that's where the Chiddush is, and that's where the Raya is that relates to our Gemara. All of that is included in this Rashi of Lehoid Barbasar Shebadku Ba'alav Emesh.
Why does he even say this Rashi?
What?
What's like, I think this Rashi is extra.
I just explained so much of why this Rashi is not extra.
No, if you learn the next Rashi, the only word that makes sense.
Okay. So now that we have this, now that this is the setup of this Brisa, so now we come to the continuation, right? Let's be mamshich. The next point is, okay, so now I know that what are we talking about? What's this brisa talking about? This brisa is talking about Eidus. Eidus regarding what? Eidus regarding the fact that the owner did a bedika the night before. So now, I have a couple of questions. Question number one, Eidus? These people are not Naaman for Eidus. These people are not Naaman for Eidus. My time in Mehemni. Why then Emma? These people are Pasal Eidus. Right? That's exactly the setup of the Hemshech. Otherwise, the Gemara has no pshat. So what does the Gemara say? Why these people, Nemon, Zok, Rashi, Halav, and Asudi, Ninu? These people are not Kashal Eidus. So why are they Nemma? And that the Gemara continues and says, Lav Mishum, Dichez Kasei Baduk. Isn't it because it's Chezkas Baduk? In other words, what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, Erechanami. Rashi explains over here. Rashi says, excuse me, isn't the reason why they're Naaman? That because even without their Amira, really, we are going to assume that the house is Baduk. Why would we assume the house is Baduk?
Exactly.
Why should we? Because, and this is what he says, Mishum de Chezkas or Baduk, because there's a Chazaka that the house is Baduk, that's why they're going to be believed. What do you mean? Why should we assume the house is Baduk? So he adds in these next words, because everybody is a chaver regarding Bedikas Chametz. What in the world is that supposed to mean? How does that tie in? Says Rashi. What does Rashi say? Machzikin le baduk, he says, we assume that the house is baduk. Why? Divandai loy ovar ze al divrei chachamim. Because remember, what are we talking about? We're talking about dirabonon of doing the bedika the night before. The din of doing the bedika the night before is a din dirabonon. We had a question. Maram Sheik explained it to us. Chassam Sofer also alludes to this point. That the question was, do we assume that Yidden are going to be Mekayim the Dorabanans or not? Right? The Magen Mishnah and Isha's over there. That whole issue. So, what does it say here? Apparently, for the fact that they are believed, it means that we assume that Yidden are going to be Mekayim this Din Dorabanan, Dinim Dorabanan. But is that really true? We can make such an assumption. What if he's an Amoretz? An Amoretz is not necessarily going to be Mekayim Dorabanan, Rashi says. And a chanami. But regarding chametz, hakol chaver meitzel bedikas chametz. Regarding bedikas chametz, everybody is a chaver.
What's amaretz mean?
And that's exactly the next question. Shlomo, you're mamish on a roll. What in the world is this supposed to mean? If he's amaretz, he'll be over derabanans. If he's a chaver, he won't be over derabanans. What? What does chaver amaretz? What does that have to do with being over the rabbanon?
What does a chaver mean?
What does chaver mean? What does amaretz mean? Aren't chaver and amaretz terms which relate to how much knowledge a person has? Isn't that what amaretz means? Amaretz means somebody who doesn't know all of the Torah, and the time of chaver is somebody who knows all of the Torah. What does that have to do with being Mekayim, assuming that he was over the rabbanon? Just because a guy doesn't know a lot of Torah means he assumes he was over the rabbanon. What's going on here? And just because a guy he knows a lot, so now we assume he's Mekayim them. And what's happening? What's going on? What? One second. Show him out his hand up first. We'll answer him. Yeah.
I don't understand how Rashi should have it both ways. If it's true that Vadai did Bedikas Chametz and therefore there's a Chazaka, if it's so Vadai, then it's the same thing as regular Chametz is in front of you. And it undermines the whole thing we said that fear has to do with Bedikas.
No. It doesn't undermine it at all. Because until we pointed this out, it was worlds apart. That's exactly the Chiddush. This is the Chiddush. Just like if there's chametz on the table, do we assume? Let's put it in a very clear and open question form. Okay, let me deal with an amaretz for a second. An amaretz has a piece of bread on the table. Okay, do we assume that amaretz is going to burn the chametz? Is going to burn that bread before Shah Shishas?
No.
Really?
Yes.
Why not? Does everybody agree with that statement, by the way?
I don't know, literally.
Okay, well, that's what we're trying to figure it out. So you don't want to comment. Okay. And I'm Aretz, Pashup Shad means somebody who, doesn't know all of the Torah. Maybe because of that he does not Mekayim it. We're in the middle of learning exactly what I'm Aretz or what a Chaver is. But just because a guy is Amaretz, does that mean that we should assume he's not gonna burn the chametz that he has on his table?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
Because we see in Rashi that Amaretz is not necessarily going to fulfill their abundance.
Okay, and it's a din derabanan to burn your chametz that's on the table?
Before, you said.
What?
You said before.
No. Before Shah Shishas. Shah Shishas means he's going to be over Doraisa Badi Rabadi Bati.
Okay, so that's not clear.
You don't think that Amaretz is going to burn it?
Doesn't matter what I think. It's not clear.
Why would we think that?
It's an Amaretz.
So what if he's Amaretz? Amaretz doesn't mean that the guy
has to burn it.
Amaretz doesn't mean that assume he's going to be over on Kol Tarkula. That's not what it means. This Rashi is mashma that Amaretz, maybe you can't assume that he's not over Durabonans. Let's read the words, right? Divandai lo avarzel divrei chachamim. We can assume that the house is baduk. Why? Because assume that if it sure wasn't over the words of the chachamim, right? Vafilu hu amaretz l'shar dvarim. Even if he's amaretz l'sh other things, which means that if he would be an amaretz regarding midikas chametz, then we wouldn't be able to assume with certainty that if it sure was not over divrei chachamim. There's a possibility that he might have been over divrei chachamim. That's what amaretz stands for. That's what Amaretz is. Amaretz means that it's possible he was over Dibrei Chacham. You can't assume that he for sure was not over Dibrei Chacham.
Okay.
That means that he for sure was over Dibrei Chacham. That means he for sure was over Doraisa.
No.
Right? L'chaira, by Doraisa, it's even more pashut that you could assume that he was Mekayim the Doraisa. If there's Chametz in front of him, he knows it's about to be Pesach. You're not allowed to have Chametz on Pesach. He's going to burn it.
Fine, but everyone's a Chavar. No?
Isn't that Pashut? Even before Chavar. Would you think an Am Haaretz would leave over Chametz to be burnt?
Why not? Doesn't care.
What?
Doesn't know.
Rashi would have said, well, not call Yedea. Right? He's saying, why is Am Haaretz doing it? You know when it was the Ivor under Banan, and everyone's going to, because everyone does this.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows it.
Okay. Very good. What does Rashi seem to be talking about?
That Am Haaretz is a person who he could be, he knows it, but other things he just won't do it.
Okay. So why is he not doing it?
If it was on comment and knowing, then it was said Am Haaretz will do it because he knows it.
Okay.
He did it with knowing.
Good. So the standard approach of explaining Am Haaretz means a lack of knowledge, but Rashi's mashma that has to do with also fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Right? So what do we have over here? Rashi ends off, he says, but when it comes to, what's it called? When it comes to B'dikas Chametz, he's a Chaver.
Yeah.
Chaver Lini B'dika, and he adds on two words. De'akol's reason. Right? That's part of what you're saying. The implication is that he's going to do it. Right?
Why B'dika specifically?
Why B'dika specifically, number one. Number two, well, why is reason? What does that do with reason? Just say, I call Makpidin, I call Mekaimin. What's reason? His reason we learned earlier means that he do as early as possible. Oh, very good. I was doing that before. Very good. Beautiful. That's exactly my Nakuda. Exactly my point. My point is that as far as our discussion here of B'dikas Chametz and the Nemanus, Rashi tells us we're talking about Nemanus that it was done the night before. What's the din of B'dikas Chametz the night before? It's Divrei Chachamim. Right? Rashi told us, mitzvahs chachamim, to do it the night before. What about the next day? Do you have to get rid of it? Doraisa. Person's going to be over Doraisa, Bali Rabbi Bali Matzi, if you don't get rid of it.
Yeah.
As far as questioning, if somebody's going to do something or not, if it's Doraisa involved, if we're not talking about this idea of his reason, so then there's nothing to discuss. It's Pasha, even if it'll be Am Haaretz. We're not choshed, he's not going to do it. The issue over here is that we're trying to figure out, did he do the bedikah last night? As far as doing the bedikah last night, it's a din d'rabbanan. Zogt Rashi, Zogt Gemara. In order to be able to assume that, I need to establish that he's a chaver. A chaver is somebody that acts with zrizus, says here. What does that mean, acts with zrizus? One second, what does it mean, acts with zrizus?
Yeah.
That means that he does it as early as possible. Which is exactly why the Gemara needs to bring in the next part. We started off, it sounds like five different things that have no shaykhs to each other. What's the pshat? It has a shaykhs. Because who says that a yid is going to do the bedika the night before? Maybe he'll do it the next day. And a gami, he'll do it. But who says he'll do it the night before? He'll do it the next day. What's the nekuda? The nekuda is that a chaver acts with zrizus. How do you know Chaver acts with Zrizus and he does it right away? I'll prove it to you. Not from B'dikas Chametz. I'll prove it to you from somewhere else. I'm going to explain to you what a Chaver is. In Trumas and Maestris, we see what a Chaver is. You know what a Chaver is? He doesn't let a day go by with Tevel in his house. He makes sure it's Mitukan right away.
Where does it say that?
Right in the Braisa that the Gemara quotes. The Tanya, Chaver Shemez V'niach Megur V'lei HaPeir, Zavi Le Minei Yom, Rebbe Chesu V'Tukanim. What are we proving from that Braisa? We're proving that Braisa that this is the how a Chaver acts. A Chaver does the mitzvahs immediately, as soon as possible. This is the reason. Trumas and Maisvahs, Chametz, Mila, whatever it may be, it doesn't make a difference. The point is, this is the behavior of a zariz, of a chaver, I mean. A chaver acts with zrizus. And that's why Rashi brings in zrizin. Because it's not just the fact that he does the mitzvah. The difference between a chaver and Am Haaretz is more than simply the fact that do I do the mitzvah or not do the mitzvah. there's no havamina that Amaretz is not going to get rid of chametz that's on the table. That's not a discussion. Rashi already opened up this idea for us in the first Rashi in the sugya. We're not interested in beer chametz. Beer chametz is pashut. Everybody's going to destroy chametz. No havamina. The whole discussion is revolving around this issue of bedika. Last night, before there's actually any Yisr Doraisa of Bali Rabbali Matzei, before there's any issue when I'm going to get into trouble if I don't do the bedika, the issue is only an issue of doing it as soon as possible. That's where I need Eidos. That's where I need Chezkasei Baduk. That's where I have a question. Mechatesi, I should believe them. And that's where I need this element of being a chover to be able to prove his reason. He does it right away. And that's the flow of all of these four different things that seem to have no shaykhs to each other. This is it. We're going to hear your question in a second. This is how Nachum Yitzchak is answering the Gemara's question. Is it the Chezkasei Baduk or not Chezkasei Baduk? The answer is, there's a braisa that talks about the nemanus of kids by beer chametz. And the question is, L'chaira, we don't need the nemanus. Beer chametz is not bedikas chametz. What shaykhs? Teretz is because beer is too obvious. And we do need the nemanus for something that's not beer mamish, but rather bedika last night. So Taka, who says they're neman? And a chanami, they're not really neman. It's a chezkas baduk that I'm working with. And what I mean that they're neman is, that means that if they tell it to me, we assume that it's correct. What they're saying is right because there's a cheskas baduk. Why is there a cheskas baduk? Mechatesi. Who says that the guy did it? If it's such a chiddush, like we're saying the whole time. Teretz is because everybody has a status of chover regarding bedikas chametz, and a chover does things immediately, first possible moment, like it says, the definition of a chover, the characteristics of a chover, over there by Chumash Maizvus, and from there I know what a chover is in general. Now we're going to leave off with a couple of questions, then I'll hear your question. We're leaving off with a question of, who says? And after this beautiful pshat that Rashi gave us, who says, how did he know that? Number one. Number two, not only how did he know that, but why is that true? Number three, if it's taka true that cheskas baduk, and that's the reason why the neman, so then why are we saying neman? Right? The question we said, well, it doesn't make sense. It's not neman. Not neman. It's cheskas baduk. So there's a number of problems that still need to be addressed, but at least as far as basic pshat in Shakal Vitaria, a basic issue of what Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, now we understand. Yeah.
I'm saying if he's going to say, Rashi can say that even the Amarets are all considered a chaver.
Yeah.
Right. So first of all, Rabbi said that, where do we know that from?
Okay.
And if he's also saying that we're people are afraid to be over on different chachamim, then why does it only apply to chametz and not anywhere else?
Right. Yeah. So apparently people are not afraid.
What?
Right. Apparently people are not afraid to be over on different
chachamim. Yeah. So right. Different chachamim, and he says even people not, then it's here specifically.
Right. So it's really two sides of the same coin. You're asking. But why? What's pshat that chametz is so unique?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Good. So these are questions that Bezer Shem Lineder we need to answer next time, and we'll see that Tosfos other Rishonim they're struggling with these questions. Mamash. Okay. Bezer Shem Lineder, we'll pick it up.
Can I
say again?
Is there a lima tonight by Neitzer?
Is there
a learning?
What do you mean learning?
Is there a learning by Neitzer, or is it only going to be a share?
No. The question and answer is going to be a few minutes. And then we're going to do Chazar, Bez Hashem.
Can I re-ask my question?
Can you what?
Re-ask my question.
Yeah, what's your question?
We know that Rashi got the idea that it's Bedika because first he was forced to say that it's talking about testimony.
Yeah.
Why else would we not believe that?
Right.
Right. So it must be talking about testimony.
Right.
Now that we know it's talking about testimony, so it needs to be something worth testimony. So we know it's talking about bedika because obviously if it was in front of you, you'd take care of it.
Right.
But then we go on to say that obviously even if it wasn't in front of you, you would take care of it.
What do you mean? When did we say that?
We said that in when we said that the reason we believe them is because they're like a zaka.
Right, exactly. That's gufa the chiddush of the point. That's exactly what Nachum Yitzchak is being mekadosh.
If it's obviously true.
We didn't know that it was obvious. Rav Nachum Yitzchak is the one that's bringing that out, because there is a brayso that says Akol Nemanim, and we don't understand.
Two, three.
what's going on.
You can't have it both ways. If it's obviously true.
He's the one that shows us that this Chiddush, that now it's obvious. Until he came around and explained it to us, we didn't know. That's exactly the point.
I understand. It has to be Badika because that's something that's not obvious. That's right. Something that's not obviously
correct,
true.
Correct, correct.
And then we say, guess what? That is obviously true.
Because look, because what does the Braisa say? The Braisa says that they are actually Naaman. So we have a problem.
Right.
Mitzad Echad, why do we need Naamanus? And Mitzad Cheney, why are they Naaman?
Right.
It's two contradictory problems. And that's why you have this contradiction in also, is the obvious, is it not obvious? That's exactly the point. Because it's these two steps.
Meaning, what's the Chiddush? And then once we have the Chiddush, why?
Right.
So those two have to be opposite.
That's right.
And one doesn't undermine the other. Because at the end of the day, we only brought in Bidika because that's something that's not obvious, and now we're saying that it is obvious.
It undermines it so much that that's goof of the kasha on Rashi, that we're ending up not needing there an Emanus B'chol. Right?
End up with that question.
Right.
Once we answer that question, we might run into problems. Fine, so we're ending up with the question. Yeah, fine. We don't know. Wait, they're not really Emanus.
Right.
Which is good, because then the original thing would say it's okay, fine.